This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crores directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, PM highlighted his connection with Kashi and said that after the success of Operation Sindoor, he is visiting Kashi for the first time. With the grace of Baba Vishwanath, India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack. Criticizing the opposition, PM Modi said, "This is New India." During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of self-reliant India.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri duniya ne dekhi hai. Khaskar hamari BrahMos missilein inki dehshat Bharat ke har dushman ke bheetar bhar gayi hai. Pakistan mein kahin hui BrahMos awaaz aa jaye na to nind nahi aati. Mujhe khushi hai ki wo BrahMos missile hamare UP mein bhi banegi. Lucknow mein BrahMos missile ki manufacturing shuru ho rahi hai.
Talking about farmers, PM Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare.
Desh ke 10 crore kisan bhaiyo behno ke khaton mein 21,000 crore rupiye PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke roop mein bheje gaye hain. Aur jab Kashi se dhan jata hai na, wo to apne aap prasad ban jata hai. Pehle ki sarkaron mein kisanon ke naam par hui ek ghoshna bhi puri hona mushkil hota tha. Lekin bhajpa sarkar jo kehti hai, wo karke dikhati hai. Aaj PM Kisan Samman Nidhi sarkar ke पक्के इरादों का उदाहरण बन चुकी है आज तक पौने 4 लाख करोड़ रुपए किसानों के खाते में भेजे जा चुके हैं
The PM appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and give priority to local products during the festive season Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said, last year the country achieved a remarkable milestone by performing nearly 18,900 transplants, the highest in a single year. Addressing the 15th Organ Donation Day in New Delhi, the minister said, in 2023, more than 3 lakh citizens pledged to donate organs through National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO. The minister also underscored that India ranks third globally in organ transplantation. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed in an encounter with security forces at Akhal Devsar area of Kulgam district. Police sources said the joint operation was launched by Army, J&K Police and CRPF on the basis of specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. The official said, due to darkness, the ongoing operation was temporarily suspended and was resumed this morning. A Delhi court has issued a notice to Robert Vadra, husband of Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with the Shikhopur land deal case. The Rouse Avenue court took cognizance of the charge sheet filed by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the high-profile money laundering case and issued notices to a total of 11 individuals, including Vadra. The case will come up for further hearing on August 28th. India's digital payment backbone, Unified Payments Interface, UPI, posted a fresh record in July 2025 with 1,947 crore transactions amounting to a staggering 25.1 lakh crore rupees. In cricket, India will resume their second innings against host England on day 3 of the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. The match starts at 3:30 p.m. IST. India was 75 for 2 leading by 52 runs at stumps on day 2 yesterday with Yashasvi Jaiswal remaining unbeaten on 51 and Akash Deep on 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.